Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. Well, I'm recording this show in the morning. This is Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. We're going to talk about alignment. I stumbled upon a really great exercise last night, and I thought, I want to share it because it was so good. If you are new to the program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I'm a manifester. I believe in the power of the law of attraction. I believe in all of the laws of the universe. And if you are ready to take your life to the next level, maybe you've been practicing the law of attraction for a while and you're at a place where you want to take your practice to new heights, then I would love to support you in that. Reach out to me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about how to stay in alignment. I think that's what I'm going to name this show. So I guess I should summarize for maybe somebody who's not familiar with the language of alignment, because it's in the New Age space, the personal development space, the self-help space, the online space. The word alignment has been bouncing around the last couple of years a lot. You know, everybody wants to find this elusive alignment. And, you know, I don't know what they called it before then. I think I always thought of Abraham Hicks called it feeling good. When I fell in love with the love of law of attraction years ago, years and years and years ago, the whole notion was seeking to feel good. You know, but alignment, let's talk about alignment. So I was watching a video, and in the video, the teacher said, it was answering a question, somebody's question. And she was like, well, if you think this and this and this, well, that's not the vibe. And I thought, oh, that's a great way to look at it. What is a vibe, alignment that supports what you want is not a vibe that supports what you want. And sometimes we're in the midst of a manifestation, or we're struggling with something, we're feeling low. It's difficult to be like, hey, this is probably not in alignment. Right? And definitely feel your feelings. You know, I'm a fan of there are no bad feelings. You just feel them all. Which ones do you want to hold on to is what ultimately will attract your reality to you. And even in that, don't make yourself wrong. You know, we're human. We're doing the best we can with what we know. But if you find that you want to be clear with yourself about how you stay in alignment, here's a really easy exercise to help you with that. So the way I did it was vibe, not the vibe. So I went through, and I have a manifestation I'm working on right now. And I was at that place where it's like, is it going to happen? I don't know. And I can get a little mopey towards the end of my manifestation. I should know by now that's a sign it's getting ready to happen. I get a little mopey, but it also can take me way outside the game. Like, I know that if I've been working a manifestation, doing my part, and I had set a timing and it didn't show up when I wanted it, then I can be like, what's up, God? Like, and I can get a little mopey. And so I was like, okay, I don't want my vibe, my mopey vibe, to fuck up my manifestation. I've done so much work on this, and I know it can take me way out of the game if I stay there. So let's look at this. The minute I started to feel that feeling of down, I said, okay, what thoughts, beliefs, actions, behaviors, words are not the vibe? And I went through, and I was like, okay, in this place, having this type of conversation with this person is going to go this way, right? I know. It's a pattern, right? And so if I go there, then it will attract this, okay? if I go, if I start talking like this to myself, then I know that's going to take me away from what I want. If I, so, you know, here, I'll share. Let's see. I'll share some of it. So I keep all mine in my journal. And I don't keep a journal around for very long. I might use it for a few months, write in all of it, review what I need to review, and then I toss it. Because I think it keeps my mind fresh. And I'm a writer. I'm a journaler. If you sign up for my intuitive writing class, we're talking about this. It starts next week, next Wednesday. So, oh no, oh my God, this is how good I am. So I had vibe, not the vibe, or I did not the vibe list. I ripped those pages out and I destroyed them already. So I can't even tell you what was on that list. And it doesn't need to be repeated anyway, I guess. Anything that goes against what you want. So example, you want a relationship. If you start dating and you get optimistic about it and you're putting yourself out there and you've gone on some dates, well, you're probably not dating a lot right now, but, well, I hope you are dating, actually. Just date on video. There is a way. There is a way. Date on video. But let's just say you've got, you know, you've been swiping, 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 and you're connecting with people and you're messaging and you thought somebody was the one and then they ghost you. Let's do it that way. That's the best way. So it could very well be you could go into the vibe or not the vibe. So the vibe would be, well, yeah, that sucks. That hurt my feelings, but that's just one person. There are lots of people out there for me to date. You know, I love that. I believe there are abundance of people out there for you to date. You could say, well, that's not a reflection of me. I know that I'm still a great catch. I know that I want to be in a relationship, so I'm going to stay in the game. I believe that I'm worthy of love. I believe that I'm lovable. I, you know, also things that would be the vibe would be, I'm going to continue to swipe. You continue to swipe. You're having a conversation with some friends. Maybe you guys are doing a Zoom party. And you guys are talking about dating, and everybody's talking about how terrible it's been not to date. That would be a conversation that you wouldn't participate in. Or you would just be like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm going with the flow, and I'm seeing how the process is. That would be the vibe, right? Those would be using your words to create the vibe of what you want. Now, not the vibe. So you just got ghosted. It could be, you could go into, oh, my God, and believe me, I use this voice in no way to make fun of anyone. I go there all the time, right? Somebody ghosts me. I can easily get into not the vibe space. But then I come out of it, right? Because I know how to do this work. So it could be, oh my God, I'm not lovable. Nobody will like me. That's not the vibe, right? Oh, there's nobody out there for me. Men suck. Women suck. No one's genuine online. These apps don't work. They attract the wrong type of people. All of that stuff is like not the vibe. So don't think that. Just let that go. And so you know, go through and say, all right, before you get to Moby. I did it when I was just at the crest of Moby, but I have a really good control of my vibration, right? I should say I manage my vibration really well, right? So I knew, I'm like, oh, I don't want to feel this way. I know how it feels in my body. Let's go through what's going on in my head. What's not the vibe? What behaviors are not the vibe? You can do the same thing. And it's just training yourself. We're all going to have a moment where we're not feeling 100% hyped up about what we're up to. We will. We will feel like it's not going to work for me. You know, who am I to want this? And all you have to do is say, okay, that's not the vibe. It's not the vibe. And if you need to explore it, explore it. So as you make your not the vibe list, you know, and you can do this anytime in your manifestation. You may want to do it in the beginning so you know, right? So that when you do hit those patches where your faith is really going to have to carry you through. You can refer to your mental list in your mind of like, okay, that's not the vibe. If I go down that road, that's taking me away from what I want, and I want to stay in alignment with what I want, and then pull out your vibe list. Okay, if I go and take a nap, that's in alignment with the vibe, because rest is faith, right? My ability to rest is having faith that God's got me. Not the vibe would be like when I'm stressed out, I start abusing my oracle cards. Not the vibe. Not the vibe might be I start to neglect my self-care, right? And so then you say, well, what is the vibe? Well, I'm taking care of myself to the best of my ability. I am, you know, whatever is in alignment with what you want. You know, let's use my spirit guides are saying, give them another example. Let's use weight loss, because that's many of us have been on some type of weight loss program at some point in our life. So, or we've seen somebody else on one. So if the goal is weight loss, you want to lose 20 pounds, the vibe would be, all right, yeah, I want a little treat, and I'm going to have half of that treat instead of a whole treat, and I'm going to stick with the rest of my program for the day. The vibe would be, I'm going to drink this water. I'm going to follow my program full out. I'm not going to, or my body looks great exactly as it is. I'm grateful for my body. It's a beautiful instrument. It keeps me moving forward. Not the vibe would be, oh my God, I think I gained a pound. Oh my God, I ate so much food this weekend. You can say that. Like, you know, my friends, you know, girls love to talk about what they eat with each other. And you can totally be in a light vibration about maybe you're poking fun at yourself. Like, yeah, you know, I ate two slices of cake or something, right? You know, you can be in a light vibe about it. But there is a vibe that is not the vibe. There is a vibe that's not the vibe. Yeah, there is. So not the vibe would be like, oh my God, I ate two slices of cake. I'm getting so fat. I'm so over my points. I'm so over my program. Oh my God, I did not follow keto. I'm so terrible. That's not the vibe. That is not the vibe. And don't do it when you're alone, like in your mind, driving in your car. Don't do that to yourself. The vibe would be like, yeah, I had some cake. Maybe I'll walk an extra block, you know. Maybe it's just all going to work out. Like, my body will process it in rapid fire, and I'm good. I'm good. I wanted another piece of cake. I got to have it. Doesn't mean my life is over, right? Do you see the vibe, not the vibe? Now, here's the thing. Some people may want to call this positive thinking, but I don't think positive thinking is just like a blanket thing you do, right? It's really hitting to the core, to the heart of whatever you're up to, right? So maybe you are losing weight because you want to live a long life, right? Maybe there is a history of ill health in your family, and you feel that losing weight is going to keep you on this planet longer and healthy. So speak to that. Like, the vibe would be like, hey, I'm doing this because I want to give myself the best chance to be who I want to be. And write these down, man. Like, vibe, not the vibe. And you may have to do it every week, even. Vibe, not the vibe. Okay, vibe would be, I'm not, maybe it is like diabetes runs in your family. I don't know. And maybe every time you see one of those diabetes medicine commercials, you get triggered and you feel, oh my God, I'm going to die, or I'm going to have to be on that medication. So that's not the vibe, right? So then the vibe would be like, all right, I'm going to mute those commercials. That's it. The vibe would be like, isn't that interesting? A new pharmaceutical for people with diabetes. That's interesting. Do you see in that observation of that's interesting, you made the conscious choice to not take that energy on, right? You in my book, Journey to Self-Love, I called it, you put boundaries in the mind. You say, I'm not going to go there. And that, and many teachers call it going into the state of observation, which I believe, like if you just go in and say, isn't that interesting? I had 2 pieces of cake this weekend. Period. That's it. So it takes the emotional charge off and it keeps you in alignment with what you want. Now, if you go to the space of, oh my God, I have no willpower. What's wrong with me? That's not the vibe. That's taking you away from what you want, right? Got it? You can do the same thing with money. You know, right now I scan the headlines for the first time in a couple of days and, you know, the economy and jobless claims and, all right, so I could be like, oh my God, how are we going to survive? Or I could be like, wow, we're shifting, we're changing. We're creating newness in our economy. We're creating newness in our world. And new industries are going to be born out of this time. And I don't know how exactly it's all going to work, but I decide I'm going to thrive no matter what. I'm going to be okay no matter what. God is the source of my supply, not the economy, not the government. And I'm going to show up. I'm going to do my part. If you were in business, you'd be like, I'm going to still do my business to the very best of my ability. And I'm going to shift accordingly as I need to shift. And I'm going to stay firm where I need to stay firm. And the sky is not falling in my world. That's the vibe, right? Not the vibe would be like, oh my God, how am I going to survive? What am I going to do? Oh my God, the worst things are going to happen. And I, you know, for me, I have a high-end business, right? A higher price point business, one of them. Well, really, both of them were, I did lower the price on my books, my romance novels, because that felt true and authentic and the right thing to do. I would much rather people be reading my work during this time than not. But I didn't dump it to 99 cents. You know, I have a higher price point book. I price mine $6.99 to $5.99. It's a bit higher than the market, but not. It's in alignment with a publisher, I should say. Many new indie authors are you know in the $2.99 range. So I was like, okay, what feels authentic? So I went to I looked at it. I looked at all the numbers, and I went to $3.99. Yeah, and I'll leave it there for as long as I feel that that's appropriate. But I stay aware of it. That's a vibe, right? I didn't dump it and be like, oh my God, I just hope I can sell some books during this time, so I got to put the rate at this. No, it's not the vibe. It's not the vibe. The vibe would be, of course my books sell, no matter what. My books sell. So if you're in business right now and you sell something, say, of course, my products sell. I'm going to figure out a way so my products can sell. If I sell a physical product and maybe I had a client a year ago who made jewelry and she'd sell at shows. Well, clearly there probably aren't shows going on right now. There is a way for her to continue to sell, right? She can create an Etsy page, a shopping page, and continue to sell her work. There is always a way. There is always a way. And if you don't know how to use the technology, figure it out. Ask somebody, right? The vibe would be, of course, I'm smart and capable, and this technology is readily available, so I'm going to do my part to figure it out. And where I need help, I'm going to get help. And I'm not going to try to copy somebody's page. I'm just going to keep it simple for me and make it accessible for me. And that is enough. Period. That's the vibe. Not the vibe would be like, oh my God, I don't know how to use this technology. Or, oh my God, their page looks like this. And that's so complicated. And I don't know if I can do it that way. Right? Not the vibe. Vibe, not the vibe. That's how you stay in alignment. And again, journal on it. Journal on it at the start of your manifestation. Journal on it in the beginning of in the middle of your manifestation. As you near the end of your manifestation, journal on it when you know, like me, I started to feel a little mopey yesterday. I was like, okay, vibe, not the vibe. So I remember these are all the thoughts, beliefs, words, actions, feelings that are not the vibe. And then these are all the thoughts, words, actions, beliefs, feelings that are the vibe. You can always choose. You get to choose. And there's great power in exercising your choice and use it. And it doesn't mean that you're going throughout all of this and pretending like it doesn't exist. It's like, yeah, you know, I see it exists, right? But I do believe that there is a place where you can transcend what most people would say you have to be experiencing, right? We all have to be suffering right now financially. Who says? I bet there are lots of people in this world who looked at that headline and said, I'm good. So just decide you're good. And I know you're probably saying, well, but Amy, I've lost my job. Or Amy, I know people who have lost their job. Or you know, that's common, you know, is that people who are good feel guilty about being good. Don't. Because this is an opportunity for you to serve at a high level. And if you're moping around about like, I've got it so good, what is it going to be? Is it going to be taken care away from me? Or am I taking away from somebody else? No, don't do that to yourself. This is a time where you can serve it. Again, at the highest level. And you can't get there. You can't receive the divine wisdom to know how to serve, how to best help those around you, how to best help yourself if you're, oh no. Like, yeah, right? Like, you can't be in that space, not the vibe. Be in the vibe to receive higher levels of intuitive information so that you can use your time, energy, and effort for your highest and greatest good and for the highest and greatest good of the planet. Vibe, not the vibe. Just go through it right now. So then say, okay, these are all the things. So you might want to start with, I want to I want to increase my revenue in my business by 10% this month. The vibe would be, of course I can do it. I know that there is a way. It will happen. All my efforts pay off. When you talk to people, you're like, yes, I'm working through plans on my business. Or the vibe would be, I don't talk to other people about my business. Not the vibe would be, again, the goal is still the same. I want to increase the revenue in my business 10% by 10% this month. So not the vibe would be complaining that sales are not as I initially projected. Not the vibe would be thinking that the economy is going to affect my business. It would be believing that something outside of God controls the infinite supply. Not the vibe would be feeling pissed off and sad and hurt if the bank account balance temporarily is not what I want to see, right? But the vibe would be like, oh yeah, so that is the balance. I'm glad I know. God, what do I need to know so that I can get the balance to this? And sit with it and receive. Vibe, not the vibe. So I hope that helped you. I think I might call this show How to Stay in Alignment, but I might not. I mean, I would love to call it Vibe, not the vibe, but I don't think people would get it initially. But this is how you stay in alignment. And practice. Know. Know when you're in the vibe and know when you're not. And that's how you create your miracle. That's how you stay open to all possibilities. That's how you live in the waves of prosperity. That's how you have faith. That's how you practice. So until next time, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I would love to work with you. Consider my great way to get support over a 6-month period. First 3 months, we'll be doing sessions back to back. And then after that, you have access to me. You have 2 additional sessions. In between sessions, you have lots of time with me. You can drop me a text. I can send you an Oracle card. It's a great package to really elevate to whatever you're working on, whether it be your business, a relationship, wellness, staying grounded and centered during this time. And then my favorite package is the Massive Results package. It is designed for someone who wants a lot of support, who wants the option of talking to me often, who is really dedicated to maintaining the state, the vibe, the alignment to get what they want. And it's a wonderful high-touch service, lots of access to me, unlimited sessions over a 3-month period of time, lots of intuitive wisdom. It's for those that wanna overachieve in their spiritual practice, and I'm a fan of that. I'm definitely an overachiever in my spiritual practice. So if you want support in that and you want to stay pointed towards where you want to go, then consider the Massive Result package. All right, my friends, until next time, thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.